So I did a Ask Me Anything, but I didn't get a lot of responses, which is fine. I figured that, you know. I don't know. I get a lot of people who message me about my recordings, but stuff like that people don't respond to. But anyway, I had a few questions and I'll just answer them while I have some free time. To masturbate. So I will be using my toy. Same one I used in the other video, just one that has clitoral and vaginal stimulation. So let's start there. So I had a question about if I could pick one sexual position to be in for the rest of my life, what it would be. And I would say that it would be, I guess, doggy style. That's one of my favorites. Because that could be like rough or, you know, slow. I like getting fucked from behind in like a slow way too. It doesn't always have to be hard and fast, but I do like that position because guy can get pretty deep in there. I have a lot of fun. Someone else asked me how I felt about sucking dick after it's been in my pussy, and honestly, I don't really think about it in the moment. It's fine with me. I don't mind tasting myself, but it's not necessarily like a huge turn on because it, you know, I don't give it a lot of thought. Yeah, conversely, I think that if a guy were to come inside me and be willing to eat me out after that, I would probably go crazy. I've never had that happen, but I think I would absolutely love it. Someone asked me if I'll do pictures again. I haven't decided. When I do pictures, it's just like a rare occurrence, like something I just felt like doing that day. I don't give it a whole, like, lot of thought. It's just, oh, maybe I'll take some pictures today, so maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know. As far as my audio postings, it's kind of similar. Like, I will do it when I have time or when I feel like it or when I'm horny and I'm like, oh, I can just record this now. So there's that. But I don't, this is all very like fun for me and laid back activities. So I try not to put any pressure on myself to answer. Oh gosh, to post. Look at that, I'm starting to get confused. It's very hard to talk while masturbating, although I love when men talk during sex. I know I've said that a million times, but you guys, that's probably my biggest turn on. I just like to hear a guy talk and tell me how good it feels, and moaning, if he's willing to moan, that like takes me somewhere else. I love it so much. I had another question. Do I accept audios always? Listening to a guy, like I just said, it turns me on a lot. And if it's made especially for me, I think the turn on is a little bit more. So yeah, audios are welcome. I just ask that people be understanding. I'm not here all the time. I'm not going to necessarily answer right away. I do have a life outside of GWA. So anyway, so I have another audio suggestion and I think I'll do it. Involves a cheating couple, which is always one of my fun ones to do. So I think I will. Yeah, so people ask me if I can do like BDSM and do the like submissive thing, but I don't know. It's hard for me to do that in audio. In person, it's very different. And I love being submissive. I love being on a leash. I love crawling. I love begging and orgasm denial. I love it all. But it's hard for me to put myself in that mental space for an audio. It's really odd because if I'm doing like the dominant role, it's very easy for me to do on audio, but I don't know. I guess because on the other end, it involves me thinking a lot more about what the person is doing to me, and that's just not an easy, just not like an easy headspace for me to get into. So I don't know. It's just, I apologize. But that is not easy for me, and it requires a lot more thought than I think I am willing to give. Because like I said, this is fun for me. This is something I do that doesn't carry any weight. If I don't get followers, I don't get followers. It's just a good time, and I don't really want to take away from that. People often tell me that my audios sound authentic, and I think part of the reason why is that I'm just being myself. I'm not trying to do anything special, or I don't do any editing. I just record and see what happens. Again, it's fun for me. I can't really do scripts very well because it's hard. I feel like I'm now acting, which is fine if it's my own thoughts, but it's very hard to do with someone else's script. Oh my god. Fuck. This is getting more difficult, as you can probably tell from my voice. Fuck. So, I was watching porn earlier, and I do watch, like I said, a lot of guys. I watch a lot of guys masturbate. I do watch bisexual guys in porn. I like to see two guys, one girl. Maybe the guys are playing together. That's exciting for me for some reason. But oddly enough, I'm not really into gay porn. I don't know why. Just two guys alone, I should say. It just really doesn't do much for me. But if it's two guys and a girl, probably because that's what I want done to me, then it's great. Then it's great. I would love to have a guy on both ends. Oh god, I would absolutely love it. It would be heaven for me. And just a good time. So yeah, that's my favorite thing to watch. Sometimes I do watch two girls and one guy, but typically it's two guys because that's like my dream situation. So sometimes I like to watch couples masturbate together. I think that's fun too. I don't know, it seems really sexy and intimate. I do like watching anal sex. Again, just really sexy to do something that's typically outside the norm. And I do enjoy anal sex. I get soaking wet. And yeah, for like a long time I wouldn't try it, and when I finally did, I was glad I did. I do like it a lot. So fuck, I think I'm gonna end up coming soon. Because this is getting pretty difficult. I don't watch a lot of porn. I do have a lot of like scenes I masturbate about. I think the most common one really is two guys that are roommates. They share me, I guess is the best way to put it. Like some days maybe I'll fuck one and other days I'll fuck the other, and maybe I'll fuck both at the same time. And it's just like really relaxed, and I'm like their toy that they use, but also someone that they hang out with. Like we can watch Netflix together, and you know, maybe I'll lazily like stroke their cocks while we watch TV. I'd say that's my most common fantasy. Another one, which is actually pretty tame, is like just any family get together, and then me and my guy sneak off and have sex. I don't know why I think about that as much as I do, but it's hot to me. Got a lot of older guy fantasies. Being in school, being seduced by the teacher, being seduced by my psychiatrist. Just being in that position where I'm not in control really gets me going. But I would say that like they're not nearly as wild as I think people expect my fantasies to be. They're really not all crazy. They're not a lot of whips and chains and stuff. They just are fun and mostly down to earth and something that people do, something that could easily be found if I was looking for it. So, yeah. So, I'm trying to like hang in there or whatever, but I don't know how much longer I'm gonna last here. So, I apologize if I don't make it much longer. Right now I'm just like sort of grinding my hips while the vibrator's inside of me. Sometimes I fantasize while I'm playing with myself and I can get really into it, grinding my hips against the vibrator, or, oh my gosh, sucking on my fingers on one hand while I use the toy with the other. I have like a serious oral fixation, like 69ing and all of that is great. I love having dick in my mouth while I come. I think that's the other reason with the two guys, like have something in my mouth, you know, while I'm coming. So, but anyway, I think this is as much as I'm going to be able to do. So, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. As you can see, I'm not really loud. I'm just not. Even when I'm having sex, sometimes I get really loud, but it's not all the time. It has to be specific mood, but a lot of times I'm fairly like quiet, but my body will be shaking and I'll be out of breath, and past partners can pretty much always tell, even if I'm not super vocal about it. I will usually announce it, but sometimes orgasms sneak up on you. So that's what I've got, guys. More questions are always welcome.